10 weeks ago, to be more accurate, on the 23rd of May, he called me into his private room, and after complimenting me on the good work which I had done, he informed me that he had a new commission of trust for me to execute. "This," said he, taking a grey roll of paper from his bureau, "is the original of that secret treaty between England and Italy, of which, I regret to say, some rumours have already got into the public press. It is of enormous importance that nothing further should leak out. The French or the Russian embassy would pay an immense sum to learn the contents of these papers. They should not leave my bureau, were it not that it is absolutely necessary to have them copied. You have a desk in your office?"
"Yes, sir."
"Then take the treaty and lock it up there. I shall give directions that you may remain behind when the others go, so that you may copy it at your leisure without fear of being overlooked. When you have finished, relock both the original and the draft in the desk and hand them over to me personally tomorrow morning." I took the papers and... "Excuse me an instant," said Holmes. "Were you alone during this conversation?"
"Absolutely."
"In a large room?"
30 feet each way."
"In the centre?"
"Yes, about it."
"And speaking low?"
"My uncle's voice is always remarkably low. I hardly spoke at all."
"Thank you," said Holmes, shutting his eyes. "Pray go on."